Philadelphia's Taney Dragons continue their quest for a championship at the Little League World Series tournament in Williamsport, Pennsylvania tonight. The team has captivated audiences near and far, largely because of their star pitcher Monet Davis, the first girl ever to pitch a shutout at the tournament. On hand at Williamsport is WHYY's Aaron Moselle. And Aaron, what does Taney fever look like today?
Well, Dave, Taney fans started filing into LaMod Stadium early today, several hours before the team's 7:30 matchup against Mountain Ridge Little League out of Nevada. They all seem to want to get a good look at the Dragons, whose national star has risen after two straight victories here in South Williamsport. I talked to Jim Adamski. He drove up from Deptford, New Jersey for the game. He explained Taney fever with one word, and you already mentioned her name, Monet, as in Monet Davis, the team's ace pitcher, and she'll be on the mound tonight. She's the first female pitcher to win a World Series game, but he said good old Philadelphia pride is also part of the picture.
There's not a whole lot to cheer about in Philly over the last 47 years since I've been there, but when we find something to cheer for, we really go nuts for it.
So Aaron set up tonight's third-round matchup with Mountain Ridge.
Mountain Ridge is probably the most formidable opponent that Taney is going to face so far. The Dragons, the team sort of bashed its first two opponents. Mountain Ridge won its first game 12-2, its second 13-2. But Taney fans I talked to, though, don't seem to be too scared. I spoke with James Waddington. He's a coach for Taney's 10-year-old team. He said it'll come down to Davis's pitching, of course, and what he called error-free baseball. But he says he's happy win or lose.
I saw a billboard in Philadelphia that said, make us proud, but it's too late. These kids have already made us proud. So this is just icing on the cake. We hope they win, but if they don't, it's still a heck of a ride.
I also talked to Deb Brackbill, and she echoed Waddington's sentiment. She's been coming to watch the World Series for years, and more than anything, she just loves watching the players take part in such a momentous event.
Just the fact that these little 11, 12, 13-year-old kids come up here and experience something that most people will never experience in a lifetime, and just get excited for them to be able to do that.
Aaron, what stadium capacity, and how likely will it be close to full?
So the exact numbers on the stadium capacity are not concrete. There's sort of a seated area that's about 2,700 tickets, and then there's a very large lawn area where most of the people sit. Capacity is anywhere between sort of full capacity would be anywhere between sort of 35 and 40,000. Tonight they're expecting about 30,000, which is about how many fans were on hand during Sunday's matchup.
Lastly, set up the scenarios and what would it take for Taney to ultimately prevail Sunday?
So Taney is undefeated, but they can technically afford to lose tonight's game. Each of the 16 teams that reach the World Series stage have two losses to burn before they're out. If Taney can avoid losing twice, they'll play in Saturday's U.S. Championship game. Sunday is the World Series Championship game, where the U.S. champion takes on the international champion.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
That's WHYY's Aaron Moselle reporting from the Little League World Series in Williamsport.